Welcome in, latest episode that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Breton. Still waiting for Cousin Shane to come back. You ever had to take a vacation? It turns into retirement? Because Shane's on week two of vacation. I don't know if he's coming back, folks. Just to let you know. I just don't know. I hope he is. I hope I'm wrong. We'll have to wait and see. He might be trying out for the old PGA Tour. Because he is, he was down in Disney. I think he spent every dollar he had taking the family out to Disney. I haven't really heard from him except to, I know that the diet's going very poorly. I mean, the diet, let's just call it what it is. The lifestyle is going poorly. I don't think he's getting his steps in. And then after a week of being in Orlando, now he's down at, I think it's called the Robert Jones Golf Trail or something like that. I've heard it's phenomenal. I've never been invited. Wouldn't know, Shane. Sure would love an invitation. I'd be down there with you. But he's golfing now in Alabama. Hopefully he returns. Gone but not forgotten, says defeated Samuel. That's pretty much where we're at. So, no Cousin Shane. That's all right. We don't need Shane to do this show. We really don't. I know he makes it better, but we don't need him. We don't need him to do this show. And we particularly don't need him to make predictions because I'll be honest with you guys, he hates it. He hates making these predictions because he does not want you guys to be mad at him. He wants everybody to go 16-0, but we know that cannot really happen. So we have already made our predictions once before, but now that we've had the transfer portal come and go, I figured what better time to update with an updated record prediction for every single SEC team in 2026. And Shane's not here to push back, so this should go pretty well. So let's get into it. If you throw a donation, definitely not required. We'll do your team. We'll throw them to the top of the list. But without further ado, let's go through this team by team. And I've made sure not to contradict myself. So I'm pretty sure, I can't swear to it, but I'm pretty sure if we're not going 12-0 for everybody. All right. So let's get into it. Alabama. Here's the schedule in case you're just listening later. Alabama's schedule for 2026, East Carolina at home, at Kentucky, Florida State at home, South Carolina at home, at Mississippi State, Georgia at home, at Tennessee, A&M at home. Then you get your first and only bye week. Remember, folks, nine game SEC schedule and only one bye game, one bye week. We still got bye games like Chattanooga coming up here, but just one bye week this season when there was two the last couple, which I think there needs to be two if we're going to do nine games, but that's neither here nor there. And then after the bye, Bama's goes at LSU, at Vandy, Chattanooga, and then Auburn in the Iron Bowl. So let's go through this game by game. I mean, obviously, East Carolina, win at Kentucky. I like the Will Stein hire, but that's an easy win. Florida State, revenge game. God, we lose this one, DeBoer, your ass got to go. So that's got to be a win. South Carolina, I like the improvements this offseason, but I think that's a win for Bama. At Mississippi State, that's an easy win. Now, how about this? You own Georgia's ass, right? Not anymore. Not after that SEC championship. I think the curse has been broken. Give me Georgia to win that one. At Tennessee, Tennessee owns you now in Neyland Stadium. That's a win for Tennessee. A&M, I think that's a win. So the season isn't lost here. We still got playoff hopes going into the final month of the season. But I think Lane Quinton's going to dash him. Come on, give me LSU to win in Baton Rouge. Vanderbilt's a win. Chattanooga's a win. Iron Bowl is a win. So give me 9-3 for Alabama next season. That's where I got it right now. 9-3. Is that good enough? Shouldn't be. Shouldn't be good enough. But I think that's about that's going to be par for the course, I think, for DeBoer. 9-3, 10-2, which 10-2 should get you in the playoff, but 9-3, you are on the cutting line. You are on the cutting line. You know who's not on the cutting line? Shin, the national champion. Shout out Shin. You can't seriously tell me Shane could be that butthurt that the Big Ten won another natty, that it sent him into an early retirement. I think it did. I think it did. And for the donation, Shin, we'll shout out perhaps the next national champions. We'll do Texas just for you, Shin. Shout out them Longhorns. Here's the schedule for Texas in 2026. We got Texas State at home. Come on. Is that even Division I game? I don't know, but I don't think it is. Texas. Then we got Ohio State. There we go. This time we get them at home, though. Then we got UTSA at home, at Tennessee. Then we get our bye week. And then we got Oklahoma, of course, in old Dallas there. And then we go Florida at home, revenge game. Ole Miss at home. Mississippi State at home. Just touring the damn South over here. At Missouri, at LSU, Arkansas at home, at Texas A&M. So let's go through this game by game. What will be the record for them Longhorns? Texas State, get the hell out of here. Going to beat them by 1,000. Ohio State, man, that was a heartbreaker last year, wasn't it? But you got rookie Arch last year. Now you're getting, well, I say rookie. He was Heisman favorite then. He'll be Heisman favorite come September 12th. So maybe nothing's changed. But give me, what is going to change is the outcome. Give me Texas to whoop Ohio State's ass in Austin. UTSA, easy, easy win. At Tennessee, you don't walk into Neyland Stadium and come out of here with a win. But Texas will. Come on, Texas going 4-0, going into the bye week. Not a big fan of the bye week here after the first month, but is what it is for Texas. So I think they'll be 4-0 going into the bye week. But they're losing to Oklahoma. Come on, losing to Oklahoma. Brent Venables finally. He's beaten them once before, but he'll beat them again come October 10th. So that's Texas' first loss. Florida, I think Florida's going to be much improved. And that's dangerous for Longhorns because they whooped your ass last year. So cannot overlook Florida, but I like Texas. I like Texas to beat Florida. Ole Miss, this could be game of the year if Ole Miss doesn't take a step back. But I do think playing in Austin, I think that's going to be a little too much for the Rebs. Give me Texas. Mississippi State, speaking of game of the year, this is one of the best games of the entire season, was Texas and Mississippi State last year. But give me Texas, and I think Texas makes quick work of Mississippi State this year. At Mizzou, trap game, right? Trap game. No, not a trap game. Give me the Longhorns. Give me the Longhorns big. At LSU, now we're talking. I mean, this could be potentially a great game. Lane Kiffin, Steve Sarkisian, down on the bayou. Give me Texas. I think Texas gets it done. I think they're a little bit better than LSU, despite all the pieces LSU's added. So right now, we got them with one loss. Arkansas, get the hell out of here. That's an easy win. And then at A&M, one of the toughest places to play in all of college football. Unless you're a Longhorn, it's easy. Come on, Texas whooping A&M's ass yet again. A&M's got a real Texas problem. I'm never picking A&M to beat Texas till they actually do it. I'm over that. So I got Texas going 11-1 after all these damn portal additions they've had. Texas cruising to the college football playoff at 11-1. Hey, shout out Vol Tiger. Gas to get cuz home. We appreciate you, Vol Tiger. So we'll do Tennessee. We got a couple Missouri donations in here too, so we'll do Mizzou after that. Here's the schedule for Tennessee. We got Furman at home. God, we got a 9-game schedule. We got these ridiculous games still here for some reason, but it's what it is. All right, Georgia Tech, at Georgia Tech. That'll be interesting, right? Hot seat game. If Heupel loses that one, Kennesaw State, didn't realize that was a state, but it is apparently. Texas at home, Auburn at home, at Arkansas, Alabama at home, at South Carolina. Then Tennessee gets their bye before Kentucky at home, at A&M, LSU at home, at Vanderbilt. What is the record for Tennessee? Let's go through it game by game. Furman, get the hell out of here. Easy. Georgia Tech, give me Tennessee to go on the road, beat Georgia Tech. I don't think that'll be much of an upset. Kennesaw, get the hell out of here. Kennesaw, it's an easy win. I've already said Texas going into Neyland, beating Tennessee next year. I would imagine Texas will be favored even in that game. I'm not 100% confident in it, but I think they would be. Auburn, give me a win for Tennessee at Arkansas. They got the Razorbacks monkey off their back. I mean, before that, they had lost four in a row to Arkansas. So give me Tennessee in Fayetteville, but I don't feel 100% great about that, to be perfectly honest with you. Alabama, I've already told you, they're losing to Tennessee and Neyland. How about at South Carolina? Buddy, this has been a tough one for Tennessee in years past. Give me Carolina to pull the upset at home October 24th. Whew, man, it's going to be a rough bye week for Josh Heupel if that happens, but give me Carolina in that one. Kentucky, get the hell out of here. Tennessee owns your ass. That's a win. At A&M, I got to go A&M. I think it'll be too difficult for Tennessee to go on the road and get that one, but I think they come back, get the Neyland mojo, Lane Whiffen Kiffin in his second game back, Neyland Stadium as head coach. He got the win the first time. He ain't getting it come November 21st. Give me Tennessee to beat LSU, maybe knock LSU out of the college football playoff. And then at Vanderbilt, there'll be more Tennessee fans in the damn stands in Vanderbilt. Come on, give me Tennessee to get the win. So I've got Tennessee going 9-3 right now in 2026. I predicted a couple upsets, them winning and them losing. So I feel like that's about right. Tennessee always blows one game. And I think South Carolina is going to be the one they blow next season. All right. Oh, shout out Mizzou fan. Man, too low on Mizzou. Their offense will be elite. What? Defense is always good. I don't know about that, Mizzou fan. But we do appreciate you. Donation and gifted 10 members. So let's give them a shout out here. If I can find that information real quick. Here we go. D. Mayer, Kevin Harper, Schwinn, even though he hates Tennessee. PDG Brandon, appreciate you. Scott Biz, Bleeds Orange, Talking Timbers, cool name. Weston Vahoost, I'm sure I butchered that. ACL, and let's get Squatchy. Welcome to the family, courtesy of Mizzou Fan 007. All right, let's do Mizzou Fan. For all you Mizzou fans in here, too low on Mizzou. I haven't even said their record yet. How can you know what their record is going to be? Well, let's go down the schedule real quick. We got Peanut Butter, Arkansas Peanut Butter at home. How does Peanut Butter keep getting all these damn schedules? I don't know. At Kansas, Troy at home, at Mississippi State, Florida at home, A&M at home, at Ole Miss. Then we get our bye week. Then we're at Arkansas, Texas at home, at Georgia, Kentucky at home, Oklahoma at home. Man, look at these home games for Missouri, particularly in conference play. That's going to be a lot of fun for Missouri fans next season. What's the record going to be? Let's go through this game by game. Peanut Butter, get the hell out of here. You're jelly. Your ass will be jelly when Missouri's done with you. That's an easy win for Mizzou. Then we got Kansas. I hear it's a rivalry. I don't know. You guys can fact check me on that. But it ain't going to be a rivalry September 12th because Missouri's coming to town and whooping your ass, taking your women, doing whatever they want to you. Give me Mizzou to beat Kansas. Troy, get the hell out of here. Cruising to 3-0. Quite frankly, I think we're cruising to 4-0. No respect for Mississippi State. Not right now, anyway. So Mizzou, I think you open the season 4-0. I think you start the season 5-0, beating them Florida Gators in Cobo. Man, you'll be buying your playoff tickets, asking, you know, how many playoff games you're going to host. You know, what's Atlanta like? We're excited to get back to the SEC championship. And then I'll say, hey, buddy, hold it there, because Texas A&M is going to beat you. Why they're coming to your house 2 years in a row, I don't know. But I think they break your undefeated season here. Give me A&M to beat Missouri. At Ole Miss, give me Ole Miss to beat Missouri there. Then you get your bye week, much needed bye week after back-to-back losses. You whoop Arkansas's ass on the road. You own Arkansas. It's kind of interesting that game is in the middle of the year as opposed to at the end like it typically is. But new schedules, they're a little tricky this year. You know what also is tricky? Trying to beat Texas. Texas, I've already said, is going to beat you. So that's a loss. At Georgia, I think that's a loss. I think even the biggest Mizzou fan would admit that. But I think they would also admit Kentucky's getting that ass whooped come November 21st. And then the November 28th, give me Oklahoma in a close one. So what's that come up to? 7-5 for the Missouri Tigers next season. I could see 8-4, 9-3, maybe. But I think 7-5, 8-4, I think that's kind of the sweet spot for Missouri right now. Trying to catch up with the comments here. It's very difficult. Very difficult. But we do appreciate Steve It Up. Appreciate you, buddy. He gifted up membership like he always does. We'll play his jingle for him.
Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steve It Up. Roll Tide.
Thank you, Steve It Up. He gifted Keylon Simpkins. Keylon, welcome to the family, courtesy of Steven Up. We already did Bama, though, right? So, Steven Up, he's just an outstanding guy. He just donates to donate. That's my kind of cousin. All right, let's go back in alphabetical, because it's about the only way I'll keep track of this, unless we get a donation or something here. Let's do them Razorbacks. First year under the Silver Fox. I've been asked to not call him Silver Fox. Show him some respect. Silver Fox is opening against North Alabama at home. That's who that is. At Utah. Thankfully, they have a first-year coach as well. Maybe that's a little bit more attainable than it normally would. Georgia comes to Fayetteville. Tulsa comes to town at A&M. Tennessee at home. At Vanderbilt, then we get our bye week. Then we get Mizzou at home, at Auburn, South Carolina at home, at Texas, and LSU at home. What's the record going to be for them Razorbacks under Silver Fox? Oh, obviously we're going to whoop North Alabama's ass. I didn't even realize they had a football team. At Utah? I'm calling for the upset here. I don't even know if it will be an upset, but I'm calling it one. Give me them Razorbacks to whoop Utah's ass. I'm just trying to butter you up to let you know Georgia's coming to town and taking names. They're going to beat the hell out of you. But that's all right, because you're going to turn around and beat Tulsa. So 3-1, that's a respectable start, I would think, for the new football coach. And then it's going to go downhill pretty quickly, because at A&M's a loss. Tennessee's a loss. At Vanderbilt, I'm going to give you that one. Sign of progress here going into the bye week. We needed it because we're losing out to Missouri at Auburn, South Carolina at home, at Texas, and LSU. So I got the record for them Razorbacks at 4-8 in the debut season of old Silver Fox. Silver Fox is a compliment. Yeah, that's all I'm trying to say. I mean, you can call me Silver Fox anytime. I didn't think that was too disrespectful, but that's what somebody said. All right. Hey, shout out. I see Emily in the comments. Let's do Auburn. First year for Coach Golish. He's going to be facing Baylor in Atlanta. because our gutless administration took a home game away from us. Southern Miss at home, Florida at home, Vanderbilt at home. I'm liking this schedule. Would have liked four home games a lot better, though. At Tennessee, then we get our bye week. At Georgia, LSU at home, at Ole Miss, Arkansas at home, at Mississippi State, Samford at home, and then the Iron Bowl on the road. So game-by-game prediction here. Baylor, get the hell out of here. Easy win. Southern Miss, that's a win. Florida, crossroads game here. This is going to be a huge one, I think, for both programs. But I like the Gators right now to go on the road, on the plains, get a win. But I think Vanderbilt, you bounce back, get a win. I think 3-1 with a new coach. I think Auburn fans would, they'd be all right with that. They prefer, obviously, 4-0. And 4-0 is, I think, very attainable. But I think 3-1 is how you're starting. And that's pretty good because you're losing at Tennessee. You're losing at Georgia. It's going downhill quickly. But then you turn around and pull off a massive upset and beat Lane Quinton's ass October 24th at home. But then you lose at Ole Miss. So you win some, you lose some. That's the way it goes with a new coach, right? Arkansas's a win. Mississippi State's a win. Samford's a win. At Alabama, I think, is a loss. So 7-5 debut for Alex Golish. I feel like that's about right. 8-4, 7-5. I mean, this is year one, right? So we'll get better, hopefully. Just remember, we all thought Auburn would do well this year. Did we? I don't know. Oh, okay. Thank you, except for Mike. That's true. You no longer have a fraud as a coach, so I could be mistaken here. Maybe 9-3, perhaps, but I think that's asking a bit too much. 8-4 should be the goal this year. How about Florida Gators? Florida Gators, FAU at home, the Campbells of Campbell at home, at Auburn, Ole Miss at home, at Mizzou, South Carolina at home, at Texas. Then you get your first and only bye week. You get Georgia. This year it's in Atlanta. They're doing renovations, remember, so it's a little different. Oklahoma at home, at Kentucky, Vanderbilt at home, and at Florida State. How are we going to do year one of the John Summerall era? Give me two big wins right out the gate. Come on, FAU, Campbell. This sets up pretty well for the Gators. At Auburn, I've already said, I think that's a win. So I think 3-0, very respectable start. And we're Billy Napier got us 3 weeks into the season. So not bad. But what is going to be bad, I think, is losing at Ole Miss, at home. You should never lose in the swamp, but I think you do, because I think Ole Miss is going to be really good next year. At Missouri, I've already called it. I think Missouri gets you. South Carolina, I think you beat them, though. You beat them at home. You lose to at Texas. You get your bye week. You lose to Georgia. But here's where we start to circle the wagons, right? And we find out we got ourselves a hell of a coach, because we're beating Oklahoma at home. We're beating Kentucky on the road. We're beating Vanderbilt at home. And we're whooping Florida State's ass to go 8-4 in the debut season of John Summerall. And that'd be the worst record he's had as a head coach. So I could be totally wrong with this one. But I think old Florida. Shout out Junior. Word is Kirby wears Summerall pajamas. I've heard that too. I mean, I'm just putting that out there. But it has been said that that's accurate information. So don't quote me on it. But give me Florida to go 8-4 in John Summerall's debut season. I think if you could win your last four, go into the postseason, get you a win, I think that'd be something to buy into going into year two of the John Summerall era. I really do. Florida has too many weapons for a mediocre record. That's true. Of course, that's what I thought last year, and they look like dog shit. Dog shit. All right. How about we go next? Speaking of the opposite of dog shit, let's go Georgia. Georgia's won the last couple SEC championships. Are they going to do it again? Well, we'll find out because they got Tennessee State at home. I didn't even know Tennessee State had a team, and I live in Tennessee, but they're playing the Bulldogs for some reason. Western Kentucky at home, at Arkansas, Oklahoma at home, Vanderbilt at home, at Bama, Auburn at home. Then we get our first and only bye week before facing Florida, again, in Atlanta, a little different this year. At Ole Miss, Mizzou at home, South Carolina at home, at South Carolina, Georgia Tech at home. So what will be the record for them dogs? Well, Tennessee State, it's not a state, but they're going to get their ass whooped in the opener, of course, as is Western Carolina. So we're going to be cruising to 2-0. At Arkansas, they may give you a fight for about half a quarter, and then you're going to get your ass whooped. So 3-0. Oklahoma, this could really, really be a good game. I think Oklahoma's going to be, once again, in the playoff discussion all season and very well could get there, but I don't think they're getting it September 26th. Give me the dogs. Vanderbilt, oh, buddy, Jared Curtis, thoughts and prayers. I hope you're phenomenal, but you're going to be in a tough one here perhaps October 3rd. Kirby has not forgotten. So dogs win big. At Bama, I've already said it. They've shed that by just the epic whooping they gave DeBoering and Alabama in the SEC championship. I think they're completely over being owned by Alabama. I think Georgia is going to win by probably 14 to 20 points in Tuscaloosa. And so we're cruising undefeated. We got Auburn. That's an easy win. Then we got our bye week. Florida, win. Come on. I like John Summerall, but no shot in hell. You're beating him year one. But you know who has beaten Georgia and who's beating him again this year? Give me Ole Miss in Oxford to pull the upset of all upsets here. And how big of an upset would it? I mean, hell, Ole Miss, they've been playing well with Georgia the last couple of times, including last time in Oxford, they won. And they took Georgia basically down to the wire in Athens last year and beat them in the playoffs. So I don't even know if that will be an upset, but I'm calling it one. Give me Georgia's first loss of the season at Ole Miss. Missouri, I think they bounce back, whoop them. At Carolina, whoop them. And then Georgia Tech, we own Georgia Tech's ass. So give me them dogs to go 11-1 and advance back to the SEC championship. How about that? How about that? 11-1, says Todd, with the loss at Williams-Brice. I could see that, too. I could see it. But I have a hard time seeing anybody going undefeated in the SEC. I don't want to give anything away, but give me Georgia to go 11-1. All right, how about Kentucky? Debut season under Will Stein. We got Youngstown at home, Bama at home. At A&M, South Bama at home, at South Carolina, LSU at home, at Oklahoma, Vanderbilt at home. Then we get our bye week. Then we're at Tennessee, Florida at home, at Mizzou, and Louisville at home. How are we going to do here? In the debut, Big Blue's fired up, as they should be, with these portal additions they've got, the whole new team, right? It's going to look like it week one as we whoop the hell out of Youngstown State, send them back to a state that's not even a state. Shout out, Kentucky. You may win by 50, 60 points. We're going to be all in on Will Stein for about 6 days, and then we're going to be cussing his ass because he's losing by 40 to Alabama at home, and we're going to be like, oh, my God, same old, right? Then we go on the road at A&M. I think that's another loss, of course. South Alabama. Hey, we'll beat one Alabama this year. It's going to be the South version. So 2-2, not horrible, right? Celebrate it because I think it's getting worse from there. At South Carolina, loss. LSU, loss. At Oklahoma, loss. Vanderbilt. I think we're limping into Vanderbilt. If not for this gauntlet right before Vanderbilt, maybe we beat them. But we don't. So that's a loss. Bye week, Tennessee, at Tennessee, they own you. Loss. Florida, loss. Mizzou, loss. But we beat Louisville. So 3-9. I gave you one there at the end. I'm just I'm not buying into Kentucky. Not yet. I think it's a multiple year rebuild. Even though I really like the moves made in the portal, and I hope I'm wrong. You know, but I think they'll be better on the line of scrimmage. But we've covered it. I'm out completely on both the coordinators, and the quarterback is a complete unknown. And the head coach has literally never been a head coach. So I don't know. If we're buying into it, I don't know what we're buying into. I've got to see it first. So give me Kentucky 3-9. Give me Kentucky 3-9. All right, how about Lane Whiffen Kiffin, debut season down on the bayou, winning the portal. How will that translate on the field? Let's jump over to the schedule. Clemson at home, Louisiana Tech at home, at Ole Miss, Texas A&M at home, McNeese at home, at Kentucky, Mississippi State at home, at Auburn. We get our bye week. Then we got Bama at home, Texas at home, at Tennessee, and at Arkansas. How we doing year one? I think it's going to be one hell of a year. It's going to be fun to see one way or another. Give me Clemson. Dabo's going to be crying about something, tampering, or, you know, just the backside beating he's going to take from Kiffin and company. Give me the real Tigers of Death Valley, LSU, of course, to whoop Clemson in the opener. Louisiana Tech, get the hell out of here. That's a no contest. At Ole Miss, buddy, I think I'm going to have to make this trip, Shane and I, down to Oxford. This is going to be maybe the best game of the SEC, just in terms of anticipation, in terms of fan energy, the Grove. God, I mean, I hope they quadruple security, because they're going to need it down there as LSU goes in to the Grove. Lane Kiffin returns, and they exit victorious. They're beating Ole Miss week three. LSU, Lane Kiffin's going to get the last laugh, just like he's going to get the next week. A&M absolutely obliterated you, but this is a new LSU. I think A&M loses to LSU, so we're off to 4-0, and of course we're getting to 5-0 because we got McNeese here. 6-0 at Kentucky. Kentucky's not going to put up much of a fight. Neither is Mississippi State, in my opinion. I think LSU cruises to a 7-0 start. And man, we're just going to go right into the bye week undefeated. That's going to be the narrative. Lane Kiffin, coach of the year. Oh, buddy, we were looking ahead to Bama. We lose on the plains. Dangerous place to play. I think LSU suffers their first defeat of the season, October 24th against Auburn. Then they have 2 weeks to think about it before Alabama. Got to win this one. Lane Kiffin, they're not going to respect you if you can't beat Alabama. Previous LSU coaches have had nightmares beating Nick Saban's dominant program. Well, Nick Saban ain't there anymore. Come on, LSU's whooping Bama's ass to open November. But I think the Sarkisian LSU or Sarkisian Kiffin battle, Texas, LSU, give me edge to Texas. I just think, obviously, they're further along in the program development, and I think they are going to be the better team, but not by much. I mean, this could be the game of the year right there in the SEC. Give me Texas. Go on the road, beat LSU, and then Kiffin returns to Tennessee as head coach. Last time, they were throwing mustard bottles and golf balls and about 1,000 beer bottles. We had to stop selling beers. And Neyland, because of Lane Kiffin. So shout out to LSU going on the road and getting their ass handed to them by Tennessee. I think Tennessee's beating LSU in Neyland Stadium. And I think LSU rebounds, though, and beats Arkansas. So give me a 9-3 debut for LSU, Lane Kiffin. And I don't know if that's going to cut it. I don't know if the fans will be too excited about that. But I think a 9-3, I don't know. I don't know if that's going to be good enough. But maybe, just maybe, in this 9-game SEC, maybe that gets you in the playoff. I don't know. We'll see. We shall see. All right, how about Ole Miss? Been talking a lot of them. Let's go through their schedule. Oh, wait. Before we do that, you know why I've got so much energy? I almost blew right past all this, getting fired up about predicting these records. I'm fired up to tell you about our new partner here, Ultra Pouches. Go check them out. TakeUltra.com, promo code that SEC. You can see it right there on the screen, THATSEC. Get your 15% off TakeUltra.com. And what are these Ultra? They're pouches, brother. Completely nicotine-free, caffeine-free, but they're packed with nootropics, whatever that is. Shane and I, we can't get enough of our Ultra pouches over here. They help with mental clarity, enhance focus, give you the same kick as a nicotine patch without the side effects, if you know what I'm saying. So go check them out. Again, TakeUltra.com, promo code THATSEC to get you 15% off. And, we are fired up about these Ultra pouches. So, again, go over to TakeUltra.com, use that promo code THATSEC to get you 15% off. For first-time users, help out the show. Let them know that we sent you over there by using that promo code, that SEC, over at TakeUltra.com. There's a link in the show notes as well if you want to check them out. And there's also a link for our friends over at Brunt. Brunt Workwear. Of course, they sent us over some fancy-dancy boots. They said, hey, show the boots. Well, here it is. I mean, you can't get a better boot than this, can you? I mean, look at this. This thing's freaking massive. It's the size of my face over here at bruntworkwear.com. Promo code SEC to get you 10 bucks off your order. They got your boots, apparel. What we really need right now is a cold weather gear. They got you covered. Hoodies, crew necks, waterproof boots, soft toe, composite toe, limited time only. If you go over to bruntworkwear.com, put in that promo code SEC, you get you 10 bucks off. You can't beat it. Shane likes to say, we ain't working men. We like to look like we are, though. And we look like it by going over to Brunt, bruntworkwear.com, promo code SEC to get you 10 bucks off. Can't beat it. Can't beat it with a stick. You know what? All right. Let's get back into the action with Ole Miss. Ooh, what are we going to look like post Lane Whiffen? Hopefully better, right? Hopefully with Trinidad, we still don't know about him, but I still anticipate he's going to be the quarterback there. So still anticipate Trinidad being our starting quarterback when we play Louisville in Nashville. Why we're playing in Nashville, I have no clue. Charlotte at home, LSU at home, at Florida. Then we get our bye week at Vanderbilt, Mizzou at home, at Texas, Auburn at home, Georgia at home, at Oklahoma, Wolford, and Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl. We are starting the season off by whooping Louisville's ass. This underrated game. Will Pete Golding be suspended? He could be for tampering. I don't know. But either way, we're going to whoop Louisville's ass. No respect for them. Charlotte, get the hell out of here. Easy win. But LSU, I've already predicted it. I hope Karma wins, and I hope you beat him. But I think you're losing. I think you are losing to LSU at home. Tough one. But you rebound by beating Florida in the swamp, something that not many teams are capable of doing. So there you go. 3-1 start. Then you get your bye. And then you're whooping Vanderbilt's ass in Nashville. Then you're whooping Missouri at home. At Texas, it's going to be difficult. Very, very difficult. I'm going to say that's a loss for Texas right there. Or excuse me, a loss for Ole Miss. Texas beats Ole Miss in Austin. Auburn, I think you bounce back with a nice win there. Georgia, I've already predicted it. Massive upset, right? I think you're beating Georgia in Oxford. Now, that may be the game that gets you to the college football playoff right there if you can win it. And you're going to need to sell that to the committee because you're losing to Oklahoma and Norman. I think next year you're beating Wolford and you're beating Mississippi State. So I got Ole Miss going 9-3 next season. I got a couple 9-3s here. And it's going to be very interesting to see if the playoff gives any additional respect to a 9-game conference schedule going 9-3. I don't know that they will. I don't have faith in the playoff committee to do anything, so we'll see. But 9-3, I think in years past, you're like, oh, no shot to go to the playoff. But I think in 26, I think you do got a shot at 9-3 at going to the college football playoff. You know who doesn't have a shot probably? Mississippi State. Poor Mississippi State. I'm trying not to pile on, but I'm just keeping it real here. Here's the schedule. ULM at home, at Minnesota, at Carolina, Mizzou at home, Alabama at home. Then you get your bye at LSU, Oklahoma at home, at Texas, Vanderbilt at home, Auburn at home, Tennessee Tech at home, and at Ole Miss. What will be the records for Mississippi State? ULM's an easy win. Minnesota, toss-up. But I'm giving you the toss-up. Come on. No respect for the Golden Gophers, if that's even what they are anymore. They might just be the gold. They might just be Gophers because I don't think they're very golden these days. At South Carolina, give me Carolina in that one. Mizzou, give me Mizzou. Bama, give me Bama. All bye week. Buddy. Buddy, buddy, buddy. At LSU, that's a loss. Oklahoma, loss. At Texas, loss. Vanderbilt could be a toss-up, but I think it's a loss. Auburn, a loss. Tennessee Tech, a win. At Ole Miss, loss. Give me 3-9 for Mississippi State. And that will be all she wrote for Jeff Lebby if it turned. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't have much faith in him. Liquid says, bye week, give me the bye week. Yes, they need some donors down there in Mississippi State. They need a lot of things, and that would certainly help. All right, let's go to Oklahoma. The Sooners, how do they rebound here after going to the college football playoff? They get UTEP at home. They're at Michigan. Return trip, that should be an interesting game. New Mexico at home, at Georgia, bye week. Texas and in Dallas, of course. Kentucky at home, at Mississippi State, South Carolina at home, at Florida, Ole Miss at home, A&M at home, at Missouri. Let's go through it game by game. UTEP, easy win. Get the hell out of here. Michigan, new coach, same results. You're getting your ass handed to you by Oklahoma. That, you know, that could be a toss-up, but no, I think Oklahoma's obviously much further along as a program. I think you go up there and you get a big time win that could perhaps propel you once again to a playoff push. New Mexico, easy win. I've already said Georgia. I think that's a loss, but I think it, you know, that game could really go down to the wire. Should be one hell of a matchup there. Then I've already predicted. I think you're beating Texas in a close one. Kentucky's a win. At Mississippi State's a win. South Carolina's a win. But I predicted you to lose to Florida in the Swamp, one of the trickier places to play in this conference. I think John Sumrall, that'll be his signature win. I think year one is beating Oklahoma. But the good news is you beat Ole Miss, you beat A&M, and you beat Mizzou to go 10-2, which you should be a lock for the college football playoff with this schedule. Win over Michigan, win over Texas. I think Oklahoma. And they may very well get to the SEC championship game at 10-2. I don't know. We'll see. We shall see about that. How about South Carolina? They've had a great offseason to date, despite what Jesse says. Who are they playing? Kent State, Towson, Mississippi State, at Alabama, Kentucky at home, at Florida, bye week, Tennessee at home, at Oklahoma, Texas A&M at home, at Arkansas, Georgia at home, and then at Clemson. Let's go through this game by game. I think Kent State, we all know, getting their ass handed to them, and that'll just be a warm-up for Towson, who is that a Tiger? Is that a Flying Tiger? I don't know. I don't really care, because they're going to get their ass whooped week two. Mississippi State at home, get the hell out of here. That's an easy win. 3-0. Buddy, and if we could go on the road and steal one at Alabama, we might be talking playoffs. for the Gamecocks. But that's a nice fantasy. In reality, you're going to get your ass whooped at Alabama. But you're going to bounce back and beat Kentucky and then lose to Florida in the Swamp. It's a hell of a place to play. You get your bye week. But I've already predicted you to pull the upset and beat Tennessee. Keep your playoff hopes alive for Beamer and Company. He promised the playoffs. I promise he's going to lose to October 31st, Halloween, to Oklahoma. And they're probably going to lose to A&M. But they'll beat Arkansas. They'll lose to Georgia. And they'll beat Clemson's ass to go 7-5 next season in Columbia. That's where I got them. All right. How about we've done Tennessee. We haven't done A&M. Shout out Wild Man Bo in the comments. Bo's in every damn SEC stream I've ever seen in my life. A guy loves him some SEC football, so we love you, Bo. Shout out A&M. They got Missouri State at home, Arizona State at home, Kentucky at home, at LSU, Arkansas at home, Mizzou on the road, the Citadel at home, at Bama, at Carolina, Tennessee at home, at Oklahoma, Texas at home. Let's go through this game by game. Mizzou State. Get the hell out of here. Going to get your ass handed to you, just like Arizona State, who you don't have your quarterback anymore because Lane Kiffin stole him from you. Kentucky, you don't have any victories anymore because A&M's going to steal that from you. And then at LSU, I do like LSU, I said. But, you know, you could convince me otherwise. I do think LSU is going to be really good, but I also think it'll be hard to put all these moving pieces together and having them be a cohesive unit right out the gate. So that's certainly a winnable game, but I'm going to give the edge to LSU, them playing at home over A&M. Arkansas, I think that's an easy win. At Missouri, you own their ass. I'm never picking Missouri to beat you the rest of my life. Sorry, A&M, and I'm not doing the dances anymore. You're going to whoop their ass, just like you're going to whoop the Citadel's ass on October 17th, but you're going to come to Tuscaloosa, unfortunately, and lose 8 games in 8 weeks. I think that takes its toll on you. So I like Bama to defend their home turf, but then A&M gets a much-needed break, and they beat Carolina, they beat Tennessee, they lose to Oklahoma, and they lose to Texas to go Texas 8-4. Mm-mm-mm. I swear I didn't do that on purpose, but those jokes are... They're going to return next year. I hate to tell you. All right. And then I believe last one here, Vanderbilt. Here's their schedule here. We got Austin Peay. Shout out I call him the Fighting Steven Lassens. Delaware. Don't know anyone that went to Delaware, but it doesn't matter. NC State at home, at Auburn, at Georgia. Ole Miss at home. Arkansas at home. At Kentucky. Then you get your bye. At Mississippi State. Alabama at home, at Florida, and then Tennessee at home. What's the record for Vanderbilt post-Pavia? Austin Peay win, Delaware win, NC State. Man, I feel bad for them. I don't know much about them, but I just know every year they get their roster. I mean, their left tackles at Carolina, their running backs at Texas, who was on his way to Alabama. I mean, they just get picked apart in the portal. Must suck to be a State fan. It's going to suck November 19th because you're going to lose to Vanderbilt. And then Vanderbilt's going to be 3-0. It's going to be nice. We're going to celebrate it. And we're going to be like, shit, Clark Lee, coach of the year, this program on the rise. That'll be a fun week because you're losing to Auburn, you're losing to Georgia, losing to Ole Miss. I even got you losing to Arkansas, believe it or not. But you're beating Kentucky's ass, so you got something there. Then you got your bye week. You're beating Mississippi State. Celebrate it. Throw the parade because you ain't winning another damn game. Alabama at Florida, Tennessee, all losses to go 5-7 next season. I think the rug is getting pulled from old Vanderbilt. Yeah, we'll see. You know, it depends on how good Jared Curtis is. I mean, that'll be a big part of it. But throwing in a true freshman year and a 9-game SEC slate, it's going to be difficult. Very, very difficult to go anywhere near another 10-win season. So that's where I got it. Release the Pavia files. buddy. All right. So, hey, that's all I've got on this one. You got any questions or anything? Any maybe Shane questions? Shane has more days off than any person I know. Trust me. As a guy that shows up each and every episode, I know it. I hope Shane is listening right now. I know he's not. He's enjoying his vacation. Again, we may never hear from him again. Well, let's see if I can get Shane on here. How about that? I'm going to invite him. I don't think he'll be on here. I'll be honest with you. But it doesn't hurt to ask, does it? Let's see. Can you jump on? it said he has his notifications silenced. So the chances that this is going to happen, very, very rare. Oh, wait, Shane was in the chat. Oh, man, I was talking shit, and he was here. Okay. maybe he is. But I don't believe you, JP. I think it was his ghost account. Shane's got all kinds of ghost accounts, believe it or not. Cut his per diem. I can't cut it any more than it's already been cut. He's on paternity leave. I guess we're calling it now. He just passed a food baby. He's nighttime scuba diving. I can see that. Shane said he was on here earlier, said he'd be on tomorrow. I doubt it. Shane is with Miss Shane. Let him vacay. I don't think he is. I think he was in Florida, but now he's on a golf trip with the boys. So I don't imagine that there's any wives down there. Hey, Mike, even you see that hoe beating Ole Miss? I just seen it one too many times, right? Where we all get excited. We get all hyped up for these games. Lane Kiffin coming back to Oxford. There's no way he could beat Ole Miss, right? Dan Mullen, same thing. Coming back to Mississippi State. No way. That was quite literally the best Mississippi State team on paper ever. And Florida somehow stole a win. They didn't deserve it, but we had Joe Moorhead as our coach, really screwed the pooch. But there's so many games where we get so hyped for them, and then the villain gets us one more time. And I think that's going to happen. LSU beats Ole Miss. Mm-mm-mm. You don't think we'll beat South Carolina? Nope. Tennessee always drops a game. You know it. Everybody knows it. Tennessee always chokes in at least one game. I think it's going to be Carolina next season. And if it's not that one, you know, it'll be... I mean, what's worse, losing at Carolina or losing to, you know, Georgia Tech, Arkansas, Vanderbilt? You know, they always... There's always one that gets away, right? And I think next year, I think it's Carolina. I really do. But again, this is 9-game SEC. You go 9-3, which is what I predicted you with the uncertainty at quarterback, you could still get in the playoff. It's going to be up in the air, but there's a chance that it happens. Shane's staying away from the frozen tundra. He planned this. He knew it. He knew this damn weather was coming, and he didn't want to be anywhere near it. His house is probably a damn igloo right now. I don't know if there's anyone there monitoring it. Early coach of the year predictions. Great question. Well, based on the records that I have thrown out, coach of the year would most likely go... How about cheating ass Portal Pete? His fans don't care that he's cheating. And hell, they're all cheating to a degree, right? But if Ole Miss, let's say they do beat Kiffin, which again, I just predicted they won't. But if they go 10-2 and beat Lane Whiffen, give me Portal Pete to be SEC Coach of the Year. Did I see that right? Missouri go 12-0? You did not. I got Mizzou 7-5. Mm-mm-mm. All right. Any other? One more question, and then I'm going to jump off here because I'm running out of words here. Any other questions? This is great podcasting here. I'm not seeing any questions. Maybe I should just ask myself questions to pass the time here. First coach getting fired. Who will be the first coach fired in the SEC? I think it's got to be. I mean, Jeff Lebby's like too easy, isn't he? Because that's the answer. But I'm going to give you a wild card. DeBoering. If he gets his ass hammered by Georgia, this thing could unravel quickly. If he loses to Georgia, loses to Tennessee, and then he finds a way to lose to A&M and LSU. Hell, I've got him losing all those games except A&M. If he loses Georgia, Tennessee, A&M, going into the bye, I think they're going to fire his ass. How about that? How about that? Answer my own question. All right, that's all I got on this episode. We got Steven. Steven's got power back. So he will be back tomorrow. I don't think we're going to be able to do the Marler Hour, unfortunately, tomorrow. But we will hopefully squeeze it in. I've already reached out to several people to be guests this week on the show. So hopefully this will be an absolutely loaded week of shows. Because Cousin Shane is out on vacation. May never come back. I don't know. I just texted him, asked him to come on the show. And he's ignoring me. So he might be ignoring me for the rest of the podcast existence. But shout out JP, he doesn't ignore me. Shout outs go to Shin, Ball Tiger, Mizzou fans, Steven Up, and Sugar. Thank you to each and every one of you. Hope you agreed with these predictions. If not, let me know in the comments. Until then, we'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.